This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He's behind the Culture Club that can be found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. It concentrates on culture and pop culture. Wayne, welcome back.
Ah, thank you, Kyle.
You have been traveling, so you can see movies that will be mentioned at the Oscar broadcast that have not made it here yet.
Yeah, but I think that all three of the films we're going to talk about today are coming to Northwest Arkansas before the Academy Awards. So although I saw them in Tulsa, they should be here soon.
The movies are 127 Hours, uh-huh. Rabbit Hole, and Blue Valentine,
yeah.
In which there's a lost arm, a lost child, and a lost relationship. I mean, These are three somber movies.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting way to look at it. They all three feature an Oscar-nominated performance this year. James Franco for 127 Hours. Nicole Kidman for Rabbit Hole and Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine. And they are all three sort of downer, depressing, you know, seen as depressing movies. But I left each one of them with a different feeling. So maybe when we actually look at them, you know, we can go into that. But I felt like, especially with 127 Hours, there's an inspirational quality.
Well, let me ask you about that movie, because I hesitate to go see it, because it's a true story, and it's based on a hiker who was pinned and ultimately has to survive. I don't think I'm giving too much away. I think most people know this. Mm-hmm. He has to cut off his arm.
He has to amputate his own arm with a multi-use pocket tool thing. Oh. Yeah.
And so I am worried about going to this movie and sitting there for 2 hours thinking, okay, this thing is going to happen. And I don't know if I could see
it. Yeah, you know, I had the same feeling. I had no desire to see it. A, because of the subject matter, and B, because it's a Danny Boyle film. Who I like Danny Boyle, but I wasn't a huge fan of Slumdog Millionaire, even though it, you know, swept the Oscars a few years ago. But 127 Hours is surprising. Yes, it's the true story of Aaron Ralston, who wrote the book Between a Rock and a Hard Place, about hiking and, you know, this tragic incident that happened, which actually happens in the first 10 minutes of the movie, which is a crater falls on his arm and locks him between a rock and a hard place, as his book says. And then you're pretty much stuck with an hour and 40 minutes of him in this situation. And it's a really interesting movie because, A, it moves really fast, which you would think it's just James Franco and this crater for 2 hours, but it moves very fast. It has a lot of flashbacks, so it's entertaining. It is a little indulgent, just as Danny Boyle films often are, where there's a lot of stuff going on the screen at the same time. But at the end, it's a really inspirational film because it's about the choices that we make to get through a really horrible situation. I mean, this gentleman, anyone who's familiar with the story, had no other choice. He was either going to die because he was running out of water and had little food, or he was going to have to make this decision. The crater wasn't moving, so he had to make this decision. And yes, the last 20 minutes of the movie contain that scene of the amputation, which is about 3 minutes, which from what I've read, the real situation took about 45 minutes. So they've done as much trimming as they can. And it is difficult to watch. I wouldn't, you know, I turn away. I would encourage anyone to turn away during that 3 minutes. Yeah. But for the most part, the movie leaves you with a really inspirational feeling because you're seeing, you know, what other choice did he have? And would you make that choice in that situation? So I left it really positive. I was surprised. I thought it was really well done. It has 6 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture and James Franco. It's not going to win any, probably, but it's a really lovely film to see, and I actually think it's better than Slumdog.
Now, Rabbit Hole, which is about a couple after they've lost a child.
Yeah, Rabbit Hole is David Lindsay Aubert's play from about 3 years ago. It won a Tony for its star, Cynthia Nixon, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. It's the story of a couple that is trying to deal with the grief of losing a child. The child, and this isn't giving anything away, in the first 5 minutes you find out that the child was killed in a car accident. I think he was out in the street playing or something, and a teen driver hit him. And it's the story of how everybody deals with grief separately. So it stars former Oscar winner Nicole Kidman. She's nominated again this year. She's brilliant. This movie really reminds us of how great she is. She stars as the mother, Becca, who is really trying to move on. She thinks she should donate his clothes to Goodwill. She thinks she should paint his room. She's really trying to move on. Her husband is played by Aaron Eckhart of Thank You for Not Smoking and Batman, Dark Knight fame. And he's trying to hold on to what's going on. He doesn't want to let go. And then her mother is the third primary member of the cast, played by two-time Oscar winner Diane Wiest. And she's really trying to wallow in egocentric self-pity. So it's really about different approaches to dealing with grief. It's somewhat similar, I felt, to In the Bedroom, the movie a couple of years ago.
When an adult child.
Yeah, when an adult child was dying. It's a similar exploration of dealing with grief, though In the Bedroom took that interesting twist at the end. But I felt that the film was really beautiful. And the thing that I thought really balanced it well was the fact that it has quite a bit of comedy in it, which is surprising. There's some really touching, lighthearted moments, and I really liked it. I responded really well to it. I wish more people would have seen it. I guess the subject matter is turning people off, but it really should have been in the top 10 of the year.
Then there's Blue Valentine, which is about a relationship that's crumbling.
It's the kind of movie that my partner and I were watching, and when we finished, he said, "Well, that was depressing." I mean, there is no uplifting quality to this one. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be seen. It's a beautiful character study. Blue Valentine got some press earlier this year because it had an NC-17 rating. That got overturned. I'm not really sure why it had an NC-17
rating. It's an R now, right?
Yeah, it's an R. It's not showing much more than anything else, but it's the story of a young couple, former Oscar nominee Ryan Gosling and current nominee for Best Actress Michelle Williams. You might remember her a couple of years ago. She was nominated for Brokeback Mountain. It details the meeting of the two of them early in the relationship, and then it cuts in 4 years later in their relationship after they've had a child, and really the things that they used to really love about each other early in the relationship are the things that are tearing them apart later, like his instability or her frigidness, the things that they used to really enjoy about each other, her structure and his insecurities, now are things that are really difficult and they're tearing them apart. And it's very interesting to see the movie because I think you'll recognize, if you've ever been in a relationship like that, the pattern. It's also a little eerie to watch it because some of the things that are happening in the movie that lead to the difficult place they're in. He has addiction issues and he's unstable. It's a little weird watching Michelle Williams live through that because anyone who's familiar with her personal narrative knows that that's something she went through with her former husband, Heath Ledger, and they have a young daughter. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a young daughter in the film. So it's a little uncomfortable to watch, but it's not going to leave you with a feel-good feeling, but it is a beautiful character study of how a marriage can dissolve, and yet these two characters still, they care for each other, but it just can't work.
Wayne, thanks a lot.
Thank you.